of you all in. If you pass my lonely time away, I'd like to sing to you my love. Just home like a morning dove. Oh, I love you, I crave you, and I always will. I will not let you go, no, no. I will not let you go. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 7, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're going to be talking about the Cronian propensity of states with the additional element of an almost complete planetary non-renewable resource depletion situation that we are now in, i.e., the system cannot generate enough jobs for the global population. And we're going to ask, what would a holistic self-defense education look like that would address our, that is, we the people's, lack of autonomy and our vulnerability to power's attempts to divide us? And we're going to also discuss forming ourselves into a people demanding the right to pursue happiness, both as a people and as fully developing individualities. And how would we begin implementing our anti-coercion commitments to our children? And that's a longer-term discussion. These are things that are in progress. I mean, as we think them through together, I'm assuming that these get clearer as we go. In particular, also, how we begin to develop our global focus of this alternative commitment that will bring us our future. And what can we do? What more can we do to ensure that love rules? Sisters and brothers, what we have been doing, I now see, thanks to Alice and Bentham and Karl Popper. I mean, I didn't see when I wrote Waking Up the degree to which the conscious intent of a self-organized tribe of pure arrogance to redesign us, design empathy out of us, all of us, globally, was behind our rapidly growing dehumanization. So I was very grateful to find folk that shed light on how we get free, that we are going to have to break through the totalitarian conditioning of class, which is extremely hard to do because of a power-installed totalitarian child-rearing and its continuation in totalitarian education, plugged into a system of coerced work, a scheme that keeps us working without thinking, or thinking only with the thoughts and for the tasks given us, until, like those who built Auschwitz, we work ourselves out of a job, which is this moment we are in. Now, it's hard to wrap our minds around this because class conditioning is totalitarian, and we want to please our parents. But this Cronian propensity of states, and what I mean by that made-up word, I'm referring to the Greek god Cronus, who ate his male children, fearing one would dethrone him. And by the way, there is a painting by Goya that is an amazing depiction of this. This Cronian propensity of states has always existed with the existence of the state itself. Add the additional element of the almost complete planetary non-renewable resource depletion, i.e. the system cannot generate enough jobs. And we've tried in this space to unpack this notion economy, to expose it as a con, and I think we probably need additional clarification on this point, because the propagandistic presentation of that set of concepts is so dominant in the discourse. I mean, it's all we hear, and so it is going to be only through our thinking very concretely about what it is that reproduces the system and why it is not expanding or developing technology that creates wealth, that there is a there are fundamentals that determine whether or not what is called the economy can quote unquote grow. And it's the sort of the basic limitations of the resources that exist determine whether or not that can happen. And it is made extremely complicated intentionally, this notion of economics. So the system can't generate enough jobs for the global population. So knowing power, knowing its utter and complete contempt for us across the ages of class, and there have been innumerable examples of us being slaughtered by the millions at a clip, and this is across the globe, across the particular state. And power never suffers a moment's ill rest. Given that, what do you suppose are its plans for us in this moment, when from their perspective, we are too numerous? And so we see predictably this tendency of states to weed out its quote-unquote recalcitrants and winnow the populace. So we see that this tendency has shifted into high gear. All over the world, you see states slaughtering their own people, whether openly, as in the case of Syria and Egypt, or through secret collaborators, as in Nigeria and Mexico, or both, or on the down low, as we see here, as exists in the U.S. and in all states, no doubt, with sufficient means, or through intermediaries, by spreading ill health and disease. Why did we imagine ourselves exempt here in the U.S. when it's been a project in progress since the state's inception, though generally directed at those utterly without defense, the low income, those with the highest degree of coercion imposed on their ability to live, on the terms of their existence? To recognize this moment being one in which the state is, to a even greater degree, is engaged in hidden schemes and machinations to rid itself of certain unwanted members of the population, to recognize this is not to suggest that that become our focus, just the opposite. It's to suggest that we turn away from it, away from power's death obsession, compulsion, and to our lives, renewed in the light of truth, in which light we can see what we must do. Just as we learned from Alice, re-experiencing rage with the elucidating force of truth, of the right story, doesn't make us resentful people, but newly vivid and alive ones. So too, on the wider range of our existence and our responsibility as global humans, are we newly prepared and determined to stand with our brothers and sisters. Together, we can do this. End the repetition compulsion of the Plato's tribesmen. Decommission the global coerced work system, and begin planning and implementing our decentralized, non-coercive alternative. In recent shows, we've been calling attention to the global coerced work system's disintegration. Today and in subsequent shows, perhaps even more so, we're going to consider some of the repercussions and consequences of that fact, including large numbers of folk who are desperate and before whom power will dangle division work. And this before we've had a chance to develop and implement our holistic self-defense work to address the abusiveness of class and think more about our strategic global response.